was in high school, I worked for a couple of years at a restaurant called Martha and Mary's. It's out in Baltimore County. Really good food, the service. So I'm up here to talk about smells and managers. Something that I still have these awful nightmares where I'm like an indentured servant at this restaurant I used to work at, and they're like, you have to work here, and it's just awful. And in these dreams, I always still have these smells of how I used to smell after I left, which was kind of a combination of like raw meat, coffee beans, really sweet iced tea, and ketchup, because I used to marry the ketchups every night. And it's like gross, you know, you go home and you shower, and like you still smell like that, and you come in the next morning, and you still smell like that, and you come in for like a 6 a.m. shift. And once I came in for a 6 a.m. shift, and I was like 17, and so I'd just been somewhere all night and hadn't slept, and like swerved my car to work, and it was terrible, and I should not have been at work, and I was really tired. And I'm scooping the applesauce at like 6 in the morning, doing some side work to get it ready for the day. And the other girl who's working comes in at like 6:30 or 7, and I keep like falling asleep standing up. And she's like, okay, you gotta like get your act together. I'm like, okay. So I still keep scooping the applesauce, and then I think I fall asleep in the applesauce at some point. And it's like, I don't know, it's so totally above me. And I kind of like wash myself off and I throw some of the applesauce out. And then for the rest of the day, all these little kids come up and they're like, the applesauce tastes really gross. And I was like, okay. And everyone's like, we don't, because everyone else gets there at like 7 or 8, like all the people who are working for the rest of Sunday. And someone's like, So eventually I go and taste it. And what does the applesauce taste like? It tastes like coffee beans and sweet iced tea and raw meat and ketchup. I mean, it was really gross and I felt so bad. So we threw out all the applesauce and no one ever knew it was me. So that was a really good, honest day of teenage work in my life. But the other thing that I want to talk about is, this was like, I started working there the day they opened, and it was kind of a mess because, you know, it's like a new restaurant. And when we opened, we had two managers who started, both of whom don't work there anymore. And one of them was like that really experienced restaurant guy, and you're like, oh, he totally knows what he's doing, and he'd worked in restaurants his whole life. And the other one was a guy who had done IT. He was the owner's sister. And he, like, had a midlife crisis and decided he wanted to go work at a restaurant. And it was just, like, an interesting, like, lesson in people, you know, in, like, what you expect out of people. Because the one manager, like, knew how to say everything. He knew how to run a restaurant. And the other manager was just, like, a wreck and drank five-hour energies all the time and, like, was just always freaking out. And his wife was the graphic designer for the restaurant, so she would always come in at really awkward times and, like, instruct us all to not let him drink Mountain Dew because they were trying to have kids, and apparently Red 40 kills your sperm. And, like, they were kind of a mess. They were really nice. But as time went on, Matt ended up being this really great manager. He quit about a year later because he was just arguing with his sister too much and they wanted to stay friends. The other manager ended up just being an asshole. He would go around grabbing the asses of all the girls, because all the girls who did front of house, it was like a job requirement that you had to be teenage, white, and like tall. And so he would always come and grab people's asses, which he never got in trouble for, and just freaked people out. And then he would always disappear for like half an hour. And like, this is like suburbia, you can't really disappear for half an hour. Like, there's just parking lots, and like, we were next to the Masonic Lodge and across from the middle school, and like, where are you going? There are no woods. But he would always come back really high. Like, he'd come back half an hour later, and the restaurant would be chaos because we didn't have a manager for half an hour. And he'd just be really high and totally unhelpful. And he'd be like, okay. But then the great thing was that we had this little, and she still works there. I was there last week, and she gave me a hug. This little Peruvian lady named Esperanza, who was one of the dishwashers. She was the only female dishwasher. We had a lot of, yeah. a lot of gender things. But she didn't speak English, but she spoke Spanish and French. So we talked to her in those languages, and this douchebag manager was just mean to her all the time, and he would, like, hit her, and he, like, wouldn't give her the free meals we were supposed to get, but she couldn't ever tell the owners, because the owners only spoke English. So this one day, we sat down and, like, had an intervention. So it was, like, the manager, and then one of the owners, and then Matt, who was the nice manager, and me and this girl Katie, because we both spoke, like, okay high school Spanish, and then Esperanza, and we kept, like, converting, like between Katie and I, we could convert, like, half of what she was saying so that everyone could understand it. And so basically we sat down and we told the owners what had been happening and all this, like, shitty stuff he'd done to her. And within a week, he was fired. He was out of state. He, like, works somewhere in Virginia now. And Esperanza still works there and has that job for, like, 5 years and has brought one of her kids to the U.S. with what she's made, washing dishes. So that was kind of, like, a lot of annoying things happened at a restaurant, and I was so happy the day I quit. It was, like, freedom. But that one thing was so nice that we kind of got, like, to kick his ass and get him fired. So...